96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Hey, I am not my head. I am not the skin. Your expectations, no, no. Hey, I am not my head.
Summer isn't officially here yet, but it sure feels like it. And that means some women of color are switching or thinking about switching from pressed and processed hair to a natural hairstyle. Is that the easiest thing to do for the hazy, hot, and humid weather? Well, my guests have a lot to say about that. Marissa Robinson is a master cosmetologist. E. Harlan Scott is the founder of E. Signature Vegan Hair Care Line. And Shanika Moore has worn her hair in a natural style for 5 years. I wish you could see it. I promise. I'll take pictures. You'll see their hair. Gorgeous, gorgeous women. Gorgeous, gorgeous hair. But I want to know what you think. The lines are open. Perm or natural for this summer? If you're having a problem making that decision, I definitely want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Okay, so Harlan, I'll start with you. Define natural hair.
Well, I want to first say thank you for having me again.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm going to jump right into it. Well, natural hair to me is natural hair, what it is. No chemicals whatsoever. You know, some people have color, and, you know, and I still, you know, I still say it's natural, but you can have a little bit of color. But anything that's artificial like that, I don't really include myself as a natural. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So natural is just that. No chemicals at all is defined for me. So
Marissa, mm-hmm. What about pressing? That's a big argument. You know, I've had this conversation with a lot of women, and they say, well, yes, my hair is natural. I say, well, do you apply heat to it? They say, well, yes, of course. I don't think that's natural.
The hair still is natural because it hasn't been chemically altered.
Okay.
But they're wearing it, you know, with a heat style. So the way you style your hair doesn't necessarily mean that it has changed.
Okay, so would you agree with that, Shanika? I mean, you've got, what style is that? That's just beautiful. I mean, it's just flowing and rolling down your shoulders and just...
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me. Right now I have a style called Crochet Braids, and it's where my natural hair is braided, and then it's Marley hair that's crocheted in, and so it mimics the look of natural hair.
Okay, now wait a minute. You've got... Okay, you... Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let's translate that. Did you say natural weave? Is that what you
well,
said?
Well, I think some may look at it as a weave, but I look at it as a protective style. So my natural hair is being protected mm-hmm. underneath the Marley hair.
Okay, let's talk about the heat and the humidity. You know, a lot of women say that if they have processed hair already, if they have chemicals in their hair, we've heard the phrase sweating it out. And we see a lot of that, you know, it's already hot, it's already humid. Is this the time to go natural? And if you do, is heat and humidity still an issue?
Absolutely.
How so?
It's always going to be an issue because it's the elements. It's fire, wind, water. I mean, you can't get around that. My theory is that you need to work with the elements and not against them. And that way you're not having a fight. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, several ways. So one of them is going natural. So if you have a relaxer or chemically treated hair, wearing your hair more natural by not using those chemicals. And if you have natural hair, wearing it in a more natural style. So getting away from all the heat, getting away from all the stress that you maybe put on your hair in the cooler months, and work with the humidity in the air. Because it can actually help you and work for you and be quite cute.
Okay, I want to talk more about that, but I want to get to the phones. We've got a lot of folks on the line who have questions or comments about natural hair. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Shrishel, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. Good evening. It's been 5 years for me, going completely natural, and I was a person who was doing double service. I was doing permanent hair color and perming at the same time. And that caused alopecia. Mm. So I was having pockets and patches and all kinds of things falling out of my hair, literally at the follicle. So I completely just went cold turkey, went through my whole pains of shedding, getting all the creamy crack out of my head.
Mm, there's that phrase.
And my natural started coming in. And so my hair is probably 6 inches past my shoulder as a result. And just doing the proper trims every 6 weeks. I do work out. I do sweat it out, as you say. I do sweat it out. But I just, no chemicals. I just condition it very well. I mean, it requires just as much maintenance as it would be if it was chemically treated. But
okay. So you feel better about
it's
so
it. Liberating just to get rid of it.
Okay. Sounds good. Harlan, you were about to say something.
Well, for me, I'm a dealer. I like to. The chemicals, the color is
so
you know what I mean. I'm just gonna be honest. Anybody that know me know that. But you know, at the same time, I understand what she going through. As long as she keeping moisturized and stuff like that, keeping her balance right, you know, she shouldn't have any problems. And that's the one thing that I preach when people have natural hair. A lot of times they don't put right moisture and oils and stuff to balance it out. They just let it just be free. But you need those elements and stuff like that, the oils and the moistures and stuff like that, to help you and allow you to maintain your hair.
Okay, Shrishel, thank you so much for your phone call. Angela, calling from calling from Southeast D.C. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hey.
I, too, have decided to go natural, but I love my color. I do not want to let my color go. Now, I have two daughters. They're 15 and 12. They're both natural, but the 15-year-old is getting more into the different styles, and she's been twisting her hair and doing different things. So one of my questions is, can she wash her hair 2 and 3 times a week? Because she's doing that quite often after the style kind of gets frizzy. She says, oh, I'm going to wash it, or it's sweated today on the metro. So I wonder if she's washing it too much.
Okay, well, let's see. What do you say, Marissa? Too much, 3 times a week?
Yeah, that's a bit excessive. You know, there are alternatives to shampooing your hair. You can do a cold wash. You can do...
What's a cold wash?
A cold wash is washing your hair with conditioner.
Okay.
There are a lot of products now that already come that way, or you can just do it yourself with your own favorite conditioner. But you can rinse the hair and lather it like you would with shampoo, but just using conditioner to refresh the hair, as opposed to keep stripping it 3 times a week just because you're working out and you're active.
Okay, sounds good. Angela, thank you so much for your phone call. I need to take a break. When we come back, more of your questions and comments, talking about natural hair for the summer. Could it be natural hair for the summer and beyond? Are you ready to make a full transition? Or maybe you're just not ready to go there yet at all. What was it that you're worried about? We're talking about it. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in a bit. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, is a natural hairstyle the easiest thing for you to transition into during the hazy, hot, and humid weather? Well, my guests have a lot to say about that. Marissa Robinson is a master cosmetologist. E. Harlan Scott is the founder of E-Signature Vegan Hair Care Line. And Shanika Moore, she has worn her hair in a natural style for 5 years. She hasn't gone back. The lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. And nobody can ever say that Marissa doesn't love herself. She's been doing selfies since the show started.
Don't come for me, Aaron.
Unless I send for you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Lenedra? There you go. Lenedra calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to call in and say, well, I've been natural for about 20-plus years now.
Mm-hmm.
12 of those years, I had dreadlocks, and I cut them off about 7 years ago. And now my hair is so short that all you can do is scrape it. But what I've noticed with other women is that they always come up to me and say, oh, you're so brave to wear your hair that short. I couldn't do that. And I'm just like, why not?
Okay.
So I make it a point to say to other women who are natural, whether their hair are as short as mine or longer, hey, I really like your hair.
Yeah.
And just, you know, give them encouragement.
Well, I appreciate that. You make a really interesting point. And I wanted to ask Shanika about that. You said you made that transition 5 years ago. Was it a difficult transition? What went into it? Or was it just something that you said, okay, I'm tired of? What were you doing? The creamy crack, the perm thing?
Yes, yeah. I was a slave to the creamy crack. Let me tell you, I got my hair done every 6 weeks faithfully. And between then, I got my hair washed, blow dried, and I used to wear a wrap. And so one day I said, you know what? I saw my cousin and one of my coworkers. At the time I was living in Connecticut, and not a lot of women were natural, but I just really loved the look of it. And I always knew that at some point I would either lock my hair or go natural. And so I transitioned, and I moved to D.C. shortly after, and I saw so many other women that were really embracing their natural hair. And I eventually, it took me a while to clip the relaxed ends, and that process was probably about a year or so, and then I've never gone back.
There you go. Tia calling from Northeast DC. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I would like to say that I think going natural is a really good thing. Like, I myself used to have perms, and I honestly didn't really like the way it made me look. My hair was thin, and I don't know. But I'm transitioning now, and I just have a question.
Tia, do me a favor. I've got to take a break. Can you hold on?
Okay.
Don't hang up. We will get your question in, I promise. Also, Marilyn, Sage, Donna, and Charmaine, please do not hang up. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Phone line still open, talking about natural hair. 202-319-7810 or 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.